them in their regular Sunday morning service of worship, now in their 70th year of broadcasting. Peace Lutheran Church offers these services in order to bring the comfort and instruction of God's holy word to the sick, the shut-in, and the traveler. Today will be the Children's Christmas Program. Hymns to be sung today are from the Lutheran Service Book, number 357, O Come, O Come, Emmanuel, number 803, Joyful, Joyful, We Adore Thee, number 620, Jesus Comes Today with Healing, number 343, Prepare the Royal Highway, and number 338, Come, Thou Long-Expected Jesus. Following the opening hymn, Pastor Reverend Samuel Morking will lead the congregation in worship. The sermon theme is, The Lord is at Hand. The sermon text is Philippians 4, 4 through 7. We take you now to the sanctuary of Peace Lutheran Church.
Lutheran Church, as we gather to worship on this fourth Sunday in Advent. And we worship at this time, and we look forward to our opportunity to worship this afternoon for our Christmas Eve service. And tomorrow we have a 9 a.m. Christmas Day service also. So we are so blessed to be able to gather together to worship in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Announcements have been displayed on the whiteboard, and if you're looking for a copy of them, you can find the printed copy on the back table as you entered into the sanctuary. Our service setting this morning is Divine Service Setting 1, and our opening hymn is number 357.
Oh,
I invite the congregation, please stand as you are able. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. If we say we have no sins, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. But if we confess our sins, God, who is faithful and just, will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Let us then confess our sins to God, our Heavenly Father. Most merciful God, we confess that we are by nature sinful and unclean. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We justly deserve your present and eternal punishment. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us, forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will, to walk in your ways, to the glory of your holy name. Amen. In the mercy of Almighty God, Jesus Christ was given to die for us, and for his sake, God forgives us all of our sins. To those who believe in Jesus Christ, he gives power to become the children of God and bestows on them this Holy Spirit. May the Lord, who has begun this good work, bring it to completion in the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. We speak responsibly the introit. Shower, O heavens, from above. Let the earth open, that salvation and righteousness may bear fruit.
Let the earth cause them both to sprout.
The heavens declare the glory of God. Their measuring line goes out through all the earth, and their words to the end of the world. Which comes out like a bridegroom leaving his chamber. Its rising is from the end of the heavens, and its circuit to the end of them. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Shower, O heavens, from above. Let the earth open that salvation and righteousness may bear fruit. In peace, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord. For this holy house and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord. Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord. Let us pray. Stir up your power, O Lord, and come and help us by your might, that the sins which weigh us down may be quickly lifted by your grace and mercy. For you live and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Please be seated.
The Old Testament reading is from Deuteronomy chapter 18, verses 15 through 19. The Lord your God will raise up for you a prophet like me from among you, from your brothers. It is to him you shall listen, just as you desired of the Lord your God at Horeb on the day of the assembly when you said, "Let me not hear again the voice of the Lord my God, or see this great fire anymore, lest I die." And the Lord said to me, "They are right in what they have spoken. I will raise up for them a prophet like you from among their brothers, and I will put my words in his mouth, and he shall speak to them all that I command him. And whoever will not listen to my words that he shall speak in my name, I myself will require it of him." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Would you please join me in reading the gradual? The Lord is near to all who call on him, to all who call on him in truth. My mouth will speak the praise of the Lord, and let all flesh bless his holy name forever and ever. The epistle reading is from Philippians chapter 4, verses 4 through 7. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say, rejoice. Let your reasonableness be known to everyone. The Lord is at hand. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Please stand as we continue with the Alleluia in verse. Gospel according to St. John, the first chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
This is the testimony of John when the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, "Who are you?" He confessed and did not deny, but confessed, "I am not the Christ." And they asked him, "What then? Are you Elijah?" He said, "I am not. Are you the prophet?" And he answered, "No." So they said to him, "Who are you? We need to give an answer to those who sent us. What do you say about yourself?" He said, "I am the voice of the one crying in the wilderness, 'Make straight the way of the Lord,' as the prophet Isaiah said." Now they had been sent from the Pharisees. They asked him, "Then why are you baptizing, if you are neither the Christ, nor Elijah, nor the prophet?" John answered them, "I baptize with water, but among you stands one you do not know, even he who comes after me, the strap of whose sandals I am not worthy to untie." These things took place in Bethany, across the Jordan, where John was baptizing. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
I invite the congregation to be seated, and the children that are present may come forward at this time for a children's message. Seeing no children on their way forward, we will continue by singing our next hymn, hymn 803. Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord, Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Please be seated. The sermon this morning is based upon the text from Philippians chapter 4. I do need help to see. I've got contacts in right now, but they don't always stay in. It's not good for your eyes. So they're in right now, but at night they come out, and then I need to have glasses. I see there's a few out there who know what I'm talking about, right? The glasses are very helpful. Now, when I sleep, where do I put my glasses? Well, they go on the nightstand right next to the bed. You could say that they are near at hand or nearby, right? They're there because without my contacts in, I don't see very well. I'm very nearsighted. So you don't have the glasses, you're not wearing the contacts. When I wake up at night, need to head to the restroom, the bathroom. Reach on over, pick them up, put them on, and that way, well, even in the dark, you still have a better chance of seeing those things that might cause you to trip. With the glasses, having them nearby, it's a lot better than trying to just feel your way around and slowly walking or trying to find those things where they've been, or you kind of get the understanding. The glasses, they help make life a little less difficult. Life without sight, yes, is difficult, but not as difficult as life without our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I've got my glasses next to my bed, nearby at hand, because I know they can help me during the day. During our life, each and every day, our Heavenly Father desires that we have him nearby at hand, because we certainly need him all the time. Each and every day, we hear in Scripture that without our Heavenly Father, we are blind, we are spiritually dead. We don't know which way to go. Our youth in Sunday school are focusing upon the verse that says, "Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path." Yes, it is our Heavenly Father who reveals to us paths of righteousness that we are called to follow and walk upon. He is the one that helps lead us. He's the one that reveals to us and shows us the way. It is from God that we know we receive all good things in this life, the blessings that we have. It is from God that we know that we are blessed through others. It is good for the Lord to be at hand, for from him, you and I and all the world, we receive true blessings. If you've ever been to a funeral of an individual that you knew did not believe, whose family members don't believe, I've often heard it said, "I don't know how they can get through this without God." It certainly is a question that I can't answer, having known and having had faith since the day I was baptized. What is it like to have life without God, to not have him close at hand, to not hear from him those words that bring us comfort, that assure us that though we die in this life, there is the promise of the life to come through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. It's difficult, and we know very hard when we are facing trials and tribulations without God. And even for those that believe, there are times where we wonder, where are you, God? Why has this happened? Why now has my loved one died? How am I supposed to continue in this life? And the Lord seeks to bring to you and me, to all those who cry out to him, comfort. For certainly the Lord is near, the Lord is at hand. And we are called to rejoice in the Lord. Rejoice always. We are encouraged from the Apostle Paul. Rejoice. Why? Because, yes, the Lord is near. The Lord is at hand. The Lord continues to care for you and provide for you in all things. Paul says, do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. He will hear you, and he will answer your prayers so that you can receive from him peace in the midst of trials and temptations. Peace when you seem to be blind and unable to find your way. Yes, the Lord is at hand. And he speaks to you through his word. And he also speaks to you words of comfort and assurance as we gather and as we receive the very body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ in the Lord's Supper. Yes, he is at hand, here to provide for you, to bring you peace, to comfort you, to encourage you no matter what is going on in your life. Your Heavenly Father, he cares for you, and he desires for you to be filled with assurance and hope, so that no matter what is going on, you may rejoice in the Lord always. And again I say rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. Yes, we rejoice knowing that our Heavenly Father is at hand. Our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ has come. He was born. He lived a life that you and I cannot live, so that he, going to the cross, would shed his blood and pay for all of your sins, to open to you the way to eternal life, to give to you the assurance that comes from your Heavenly Father being at hand. So yes, rejoice. The Lord is at hand. Rejoice. Again, I say, your Heavenly Father is with you here today. He will be with you tomorrow. He will be with you each and every day, and he seeks to be with you for all eternity. In Jesus' name, amen. The peace of God, which surpasses all of our understanding, may it guard your hearts and minds firmly in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. all men. At this time, I invite you to stand as we continue and speak the Nicene Creed as we talk about the faithfulness of our triune God. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary and was made man and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried. And the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures and ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. For the whole people of God in Christ Jesus, and for all people according to their needs. Almighty God, you sent John the Baptist to proclaim the baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. Grant that all who prepare to celebrate the incarnation of our Lord Jesus Christ may die to sin and rise to new life, that we may treasure up and ponder in our hearts the Christ announced by your forerunner. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. God of truth, as your servant John cried out in the wilderness, strengthen our pastors to preach your word of truth in the wilderness of this fallen world. We give you thanks for the men you have raised up for this holy task. Bless them and their labors, and continue to send workers into your vineyard, that there may be a bountiful harvest. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Preserve and prosper the schools of the church, Lord, that our young people may be taught to delight and treasure the word of God above all riches. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Lord, you command us not to be anxious, but in everything by prayer and thanksgiving to make our requests known to you. Give wisdom, health, and success to the authorities who govern us. Give earthly peace in our time, even as your gospel gives eternally the peace that passes all understanding. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
O Lord, you promise to be near those who call upon you. Look in mercy on all who live under the cross, remembering especially your servants, Rick, Glenn, Wayne, Tracy, Abigail, Linda, Pastor Kurt and his family, Leon and Mike. Give patience and hope to the hopeless. Give healing and help to the sick in body, mind, or spirit. Draw near to the dying, holding them in the arms of your love and defending them from the final assaults of the evil one. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Grant that all who receive your Son's holy body and precious blood may do so in repentance and faith and in the unity of a true confession. Work in us this Christmas a love and desire for your blessed sacrament. Lord, in your mercy,
Hear our prayer.
O God, you make us glad with the yearly remembrance of the birth of your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ. Grant that as we joyfully receive him as our Redeemer, we may with sure confidence behold him when he comes to be our judge. Through the same Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. At this time, our offerings are presented. For I am the Lord your God, who takes hold of your right hand and says to you, do not fear. I will help you. Salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord, whose way John the Baptist prepared, proclaiming him the promised Messiah, the very Lamb of God, who takes away the sins of the world, and calling sinners to repentance that they might escape from the wrath to be revealed when he comes again in glory. Therefore, with angels and archangels, with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying, blessed are you, Lord of heaven and earth, for you have had mercy on those whom you created and sent your only begotten Son into our flesh to bear our sin and be our Savior. With repentant joy, we receive the salvation accomplished for us by the all-availing sacrifice of his body and his blood on the cross. Gathered in the name and the remembrance of Jesus, we beg you, O Lord, to forgive, renew, and strengthen us with your word and spirit. Grant us faithfully to eat his body and drink his blood as he bids us do in his own testament. Gather us together, we pray, from the ends of the earth to celebrate with all the faithful the marriage feast of the Lamb in his kingdom, which has no end. Graciously receive our prayers and deliver and preserve us. To you alone, O Father, be all glory, honor, and worship with the Son and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples, saying, take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. In the same way also he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. As often as we eat this bread and drink this cup, we proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. Amen. Come, Lord Jesus. O Lord Jesus Christ, only Son of the living Father, in giving us your body and blood to eat and to drink, you lead us to remember and confess your holy cross and passion, your blessed death, your rest in the tomb, your resurrection from the dead, your ascension into heaven, and your coming for the final judgment. So remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. The peace of the Lord be with you always. I invite the congregation at this time to please be seated. I invite the congregation to please stand as you are able. The true body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ strengthen and preserve you in body and soul until life everlasting. Depart in his peace. Amen. We sing. God, our Heavenly Father, you have given us a foretaste of the feast to come in the Holy Supper of your Son's body and blood. Keep us firm in the true faith throughout our days of pilgrimage, that on the day of his coming, we may together with all of your saints celebrate the marriage feast of the Lamb in his kingdom, which has no end, through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen. I invite you to be seated as we conclude with hymn 338.
Members of Peace Lutheran Church consider it a privilege to have you share in their service of worship. We invite you to worship with us on Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. right here on 98.3 FM WCQM. We invite you to tune in again next week at this time. If you wish to sponsor a broadcast in memory of a loved one, please call the church at 715-762-4541. A condensed version of the worship service may be found on the church website at peacetoyou.pctcnet.net. That's peace, the number 2YOU dot PCTCnet.net. You can also follow us on Facebook. If you would like to give an offering to God for his ministry, you may do so on our website or Facebook page, or mail it to Peace Lutheran Church, 598 2nd Avenue North, Park Falls, Wisconsin, 54552.
Hey, little gang's all here to yell for you and keep you going in your winning ways. Hey, little gang's all here to tell you too that win or lose, we'll always sing your praises. Packers, go, go Packers, go, you Packers, go and get them. Go, go Packers, go, you fighting fools, upset them. Smash their lines with all your might, a touchdown, Packers, fight, 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 go on and on, you green and gold to glory, we win this game, the same old story, fight you Packers, fight and bring the bacon home to old Green Bay. Hail, hail, the gang's all here to yell for you and keep you going in your winning ways. The gang's all here to tell you too that win or lose, we'll always sing your praises. Packers, go, go Packers, go, you Packers, go and get 'em. Go, go Packers, go, you fighting fools, upset 'em. Smash their lines with all your might, a touchdown, Packers, fight, 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 go on and on, you green and gold to glory, please let them win this game, the same old story, fight you Packers, fight and bring the bacon home to old Green Bay.
Around here, we got snowflakes falling on an old Tulane.